Speed and distance will close the swimming competition at the Summer Games in China. The women dash for glory in the 50-meter freestyle. At age 41, American Dara Torres will be in the race after clocking 24.27 seconds on Saturday for the fastest time in the semifinals. The women will also team up in the 4x100-meter relay, as will the men. The U.S. team includes Michael Phelps, who will swim for a record 8th gold medal in a single Olympics.
Tomorrow is definitely not it's not going to be an easy race. I think Australia is going to put up a very good relay. We're going to do like we did the last two relays. It's all about being a team.
The men will also take on the grueling 1,500-meter event. The Water Cube venue will remain in use as the diving competition continues with the women's 3-meter springboard final. Also indoors will be 4 finals in gymnastics, including men's floor exercise, pommel horse, women's floor exercise, and vault. The National Stadium will be where the women's 100-meter final will highlight events on the track. The women's 3,000-meter steeplechase, triple jump, and marathon will also hand out medals. The men will contest the long 10,000-meter race and hammer throw finals. Weightlifting with the men's 94-kilo category and wrestling with the finals in the women's 63 and 72-kilogram divisions will send more winners to the top of the podium. American Christy Morano will go for the medal in the women's 72-kilo division and says the field has become more even this year.
There used to be a significant difference with Japan or China, but, it's a tight race. We took second at World Cup this year, falling to China. Just short falling to China, So you have China, Japan, Russia. They're all out there.
Rowing will have another big day with 7 finals at the Shunyi Olympic Rowing and Canoeing Park. Badminton gold will go to the winners of men's singles and mixed doubles. Men's team saber finals in fencing, the Skiftingy 49er final in sailing, and men's 50-meter rifle from 3 positions in shooting will add to the medal count. Women's basketball continues with the United States facing New Zealand. The American women easily defeated Spain 93-55 in their last Pool B game on Friday. Lisa Leslie is one of the U.S. Women's National Basketball Association stars on the team and says the Olympics provide a unique playing experience.
Just an honor to be able to play for my country, and when we put on the red, white, and blue, it's all about that passion and the desire to win, and for us, it's about one team and one goal, and that is to win the gold medal, and so we have not lost in the Olympics, and we're going to defend our gold.
The best women's team will earn gold in table tennis Sunday, while on the full-size outdoor tennis courts, the men's singles and women's double champions will be crowned. In Beijing, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.